Developments this morning in Benghazi. The British government is now telling British nationals to leave the Libyan city immediately. Joining us live now is WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. Do we know specifically what this threat is, J.J.?
Yeah, coming on the heels of congressional hearings yesterday with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that were quite vociferous at times, the British Foreign Office has come out today with a statement saying, "We are aware of a specific imminent threat to Westerners in Benghazi. We advise against all travel to Benghazi and urge any British citizens who are there, against our advice," they say, "to leave immediately." And they say this is likely to happen in Tripoli and a number of cities and coastal towns along the Egyptian border and beyond. And they advise against any kind of travel at all in any areas of Libya, including Benghazi today.
Now, back on 9/11, when the awful attack occurred in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Stevens and three other Americans, the Brits had already gotten out. They were concerned at that time, and it issued a similar advisory. Yeah. Do they have better intelligence than us, or are they more quick to move?
They're closer to there, and they have a history there that's a little different from ours, and you know that they are very active in that part of the world. The British have, in many ways, an intelligence system that's very different from ours, but at the same time, very, very, very much the same. But it is very, very good. They have different sources and different contacts there, and they're able to get information quickly, different information sometimes, but all that information is usually shared.
Of course, Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, was on the Hill yesterday talking about Benghazi and the deaths of four Americans.
It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
What did you think of the hearings yesterday, J.J.?
Looking at the situation there, there was a lot of frustration on her part. There was a lot of anger on the part of people asking her questions, and the two of them collided. We talked yesterday morning about that 3 a.m. Commercial or promo, right, when she was running for president. And sure enough, you know, it came up. But there was a collision yesterday of wills. But I think that comment that she made about four Americans being dead, what difference does it make?
Right.
Got some attention there.
She warned us about problems growing and the militia movements that are underway in North Africa right now that pose an extreme threat.
Yeah.
When does our policy, when do procedures change, when do deployments change? How do we react to that?
First, they got to get the diplomatic security situation straight, and that means getting the money straight. The budget's got to be dealt with, but there are 20 other places in the world, diplomatic outposts, where there are problems. That is a large and a heavy lift that has to be taken care of. I think what they're doing at the State Department is they're getting their business in order, they're getting things in order, changing people out, changing rules, but there's going to have to be an understanding that this is the new normal.
All right, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.